This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Taylor Parker, Maternal Instinct. We are having some fun, aren't we? Breaking down this thing. My God. We're going through the entire interrogation video of her in the hospital and the antics to which she gets up to in her Taylor ways. If you're just joining us, there's two parts prior to this, so I suggest watching them. Just go back in the podcast series here on YouTube or wherever you're listening to us. Here in part three, she's already come to admitting that something happened, that she knows about this, that she's involved in this. But she's trying to spin a tale that somehow, you know, this is all a horrible accident. Somehow a knife just happened to get in there and do all that. It's quite amazing what the cluster B mind is capable of. Let's continue where we left off on this hellish tale that is Taylor Parker.
He wasn't there.
I thought he was doing all this.
And I want to note this here too quick, but we're picking up right at a note where she just said that Wade had nothing to do with this. So that's where we're at.
So she lived close to you. Do y'all live close together? It was a pretty good drive to her house from your house. Is it? Now,
I've been sleeping.
Now that affects people's judgment too.
I had been up since like 2 a.m. I didn't sleep good the night before.
So, two nights and not much sleep. Yeah.
I didn't lie down until like 12:15. And then we got up at 2:40.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Okay. Do you remember about what time of the day it was you went over there? Was this morning early? This morning or last night?
Nine this morning.
So y'all were fighting, you end up in the garage, you heard yelling for somebody named Jennifer. But you never saw anybody named Jennifer. Do you even know anybody named Jennifer that would be associated with her? Okay. And so at some point she hits her head, falls down and hits her head.
She pushed me in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
I pushed her back.
Mm-hmm.
She felt pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she got up. She grabbed me like this.
Mm-hmm.
She shoved me back through the door. The door was open. The door was open.
Okay, so you go from the garage into the living room.
I went from the carport to the garage to the living room.
Mm-hmm. She's still fine? But she falls again. Okay. Was that the last time she fell?
No, we went around a lot.
This one. So You go into the living room. You fight. You fight some more. You continue.
I know that.
I know that. It's okay. That's why I listen, Tiger. If I believed it, I wouldn't be spending time talking to you.
Oh, shit.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it, right? Why did this happen, right?
There, for you know, if you're commenting on this and you're looking for like a first place to comment, let's comment here. What do you think's going through her mind right there at that moment in time? Is she oblivious to what has happened here? Is she in some sort of catatonic weird state? Is the reality playing back to her, and is it hitting her right then and there what she just did? Or is it she's known the whole time and the theatrics are just progressing the way they're progressing? Obviously, we can't be in her head, but you tell me.
So why did she call you a liar? What was that about?
Her baby.
Her baby? What about it? Why would she tell you a liar about the baby?
There's other stuff that I'm trying to remember.
That's fine. That's fine. So there's some discussion at the beginning in the yard about the baby. And she calls you a liar. Is that accurate? But you don't remember what it was.
She said something, but I just can't remember what it was.
Ah, that's okay. That's okay. I'm just trying to get it right in my head. Okay. And then she punches you. You punch her back. And y'all end up in is it a carport or a garage? You use both words. It's like more like a carport or a garage.
Concrete, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes in.
Okay. Alright. So you haul it up in the garage and she falls. She pushes you, you push her back, she falls pretty hard. And then I think you told me that
she grabbed a knife.
Okay.
Cause I remember she stabbed me in my hand.
Whereabouts? The cut right there?
Yeah, she
okay.
Stuck me there. She stuck me right there.
Flipping around so I can see. Oh, up there? Okay.
And then there's something
okay.
Right there. She got me tipping right there.
Okay.
I just remember hitting Garland.
But she had a knife, though. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know why she grabbed it.
Okay. So what's your...
It's like...
Oh, yeah. So what's a... And you said it went on for a while, the fight.
No. A long while.
Okay.
It felt like...
Did she still have a knife?
She did, because she fell.
Okay. And what happened when she fell?
There was blood.
Okay. So did you take the knife away from her, or did you ever have a knife?
I did at one point.
Did you? Okay.
Because
I don't want you to lie. So y'all are fighting. She's got a knife. And at some point, you get the knife.
Meaning, I forgot okay. My lie.
Where are you able to see?
She grabbed something heavy because I burned with it, but I don't know what it was.
That's fine. So she grabbed something heavy and hit you with it. Okay. Was that when you had got the knife from her? Did you have the knife at the point? Okay, so you get the knife from her, and then she hits you with something. Right?
Yeah, because I don't know why I would ever hurt her. But it's not. Because I've never hurt anybody.
Well, I can believe that.
I don't have a record.
I can believe that. So y'all are fighting around. You end up with a knife, and she hits you. She apparently picks up something. Hits you with something heavy. You're not sure what it was. And then, she fell, and there was blood. Did you stick her with the knife, or was
no? She fell with the knife because I shoved her.
Okay, so she gets the knife back from you.
We both had it in our hands a few times. Oh, I don't...
Okay, I'm just trying to get it right in my head, you know what I mean? So...
Because she stuck me first.
Okay.
But I don't remember why she kept calling me.
What was she calling you? You mean like still calling you a liar? Or just still calling you something else?
She told me that I was gonna rot, and that she'd kill me if I touched her again.
Was this before y'all started fighting or after?
This was during
the fight. Okay.
Because she...
See, I this is a part where you look at it and go, I could see this being the interaction. She's shocked that this crazy woman has shown up at her home, and I'll kill you if you touch me again. That seems fairly... I'm guessing that might be part of the story, because she was in self-defense mode, and Taylor in her brain completely distorts everything that's going on here. Like, this is not her intruding on someone's life, attacking someone. This is now about her. This is now about what's going to happen and what she needs to have happen and what might accidentally take place. And then, oops, oh gosh, she can tell herself that she was attacked. She was fending for her life. And oh my God, there's a baby in this woman. Well, I got to do something about that. And it's not call 911. It's not go get, you know, it's carve the child out, because you happen to have a need for a child at that moment in time more than anyone else. Whoops, you got a baby. Worst case. Well, worst case, they're going to know it's not yours. Best case, you save the baby. Thank God, you were the savior now. You have to logically save the baby, because you were attacked, and you can't help that she injured you, and that you injured her further, and now she's dead on the ground. And the best thing to do is to take the baby. You're the savior, right? That this is how their fucking brains work. And they're going to keep pivoting to the next positive thing that they think is positive, that builds up their story and does anything but pull it down, despite the massive waterfall of insanity that they're flowing up against. It's like a salmon going up a waterfall. Let's watch a little bit more.
She went in the kitchen and grabbed the drawer, and there was stuff in it because I remember it rattling.
Mm-hmm. Did you get something out of the drawer?
I don't know.
Okay. You just remember going to the drawer and stuff in it because it rattled. So at what point did she fall with the knife and there was blood? Was that in the kitchen or was it somewhere else?
Fell in the living room.
Okay. Did she fall like on her back fall, or like on her side fall, or on her face down?
Fell forward.
Okay. Where did the blood come from? You know?
Her neck. So she was bleeding on her head from smacking that concrete. Oh, well, earlier, out in the garage or car or whatever.
But I don't... I just remember seeing her fall. I don't remember seeing her just smack her face.
Okay. Well, that's fine. It's fine. So you're in the living room. Y'all been fighting. She went into
the kitchen. Yeah, because we moved the furniture and shit around.
Okay. So she falls. And she's got the knife. Did she fall on the knife? Is that what you believe? Or is that what you know? Or you don't know?
She had to because I didn't.
You didn't stab
her? I didn't stab her.
Okay, that's fine. So afterwards, did it look like she'd been, like, the knife?
She grabs something and started smacking herself with it and told me that they would believe I did it.
Oh, okay, so she started hitting herself with something. Okay. What, was that before or after she fell and started bleeding out of her neck?
That was after.
After she was bleeding out of her neck?
Yes.
Okay. So she picks up something and starts hitting herself with it, saying that they're kind of setting you up, I guess.
She only said it like twice. She didn't just keep saying it.
Okay. Was she on the ground when she was doing that? Was she standing up?
She was standing up in the living room.
Okay. So what happened then?
She was standing up in the living room. This is... And I said this the other day. I do another podcast called Real Ghost Stories Online. Been doing it for more than a decade. It's people sharing ghost stories, and it's fun. If you like ghost stories, go check it out. I said it on an episode the other day. I was talking about this case, and I said, you know, if you ever ever wonder about the possibility of evil taking over someone. And I'm not saying that. I think this is a cluster B personality that's out of fucking, you know, just gone. But this would be a case you could argue. This would be a case you could argue of, I mean, I don't want to, like, demonic possession or something. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what else you mean. If that existed, this is what it would look like. I don't think it would be, you know, levitating beds and heads turning in pea soup. It would be this. Someone so inconspicuous getting into someone's life in the most intimate details and special, important, meaningful moments of one's existence on this mortal coil, having a child. And weaving your way in there to a point of being trusted to get close enough to go and do something like this. I mean, that is evil. That is, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying, but that's evil. That is fucking evil. We're going to continue in part four of this as we continue to break it down into six-part series this week as we're going through the police interrogation of Taylor Parker of Maternal Instinct. My God. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation right there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.